Practice begins at Gladys Young Elementary. Two whistles is the signal to grab the bows.
You notice how they carry their arrows? Riley's got her the tips covered, and she's carrying them two hands so she doesn't stab anybody or hurt anybody.
That's the team head coach, Rafe Johnson, who also teaches PE and math at Gladys Young. He gestures to his daughter, 10th grader Riley Johnson, who is also on the Nationals team. She came in second for the top five for high school girls, but at this practice, Riley doesn't quite feel in the zone.
It's more of a mental thing. Like, some days I'm really mentally, like, okay and I shoot really well, but then other days I'm like, well, it's not like crazy, but it's like not focused, I guess. So you don't shoot as well as you think.
Students line up at several different targets. The bullseye shot placed at 15 meters and the 3D animal shots starting at 11 meters, moving back to 15 meters. They square up, relax, and wait for the single blow whistle to start and shoot. Students practice twice a week. This year, they're using new techniques like flipping around the colored bullseye targets to shoot at the black surface on the back.
I want the kids to be concerned with their form rather than what the end result is.
The National Archery in Schools Program National Tournament awards student finalists in both team and individual class divisions. For the individual portion, boys compete with boys and girls compete with girls. But what's it like to compete in a big tournament?
You see 1,000 kids on the line at a time, so you're constantly, like, there's always shooting happening, so it sounds like rain. And it's in this big stadium, like, you can look down for, like, 3 miles, and it's just targets. It's so cool.
Students will be shooting at both bullseye targets and three-dimensional animal targets. Scholarships will be awarded for team and individual tournaments. For instance, a $20,000 scholarship goes to the first-place finisher in a bullseye shoot-off. Though Bethel School's archery team is made up of students with ages ranging from 9 to 18 attending, the 13 selected for the Nationals will compete as a team in the high school team division, even if they are not in high school yet. The coach says the team has fundraised 60% of its travel and hotel costs for the Louisville tournament next month. The NASP's national tournament in Louisville takes place May 11th through the 13th.
Ooh. Don't watch your arrows. Just don't think. Just shoot your bow.
For KYUK, I'm Christine Trudeau.